This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll give you the numbers here in just a moment. Because you are able to call in and bring up whatever is on your mind. Of course, we have stories as well, and one of these has been teased for the last several nights. We'll get into this here in just a second. But tonight is Daryl.
And Conan. So, where is everybody? What happened? It's like, this isn't even my night. I get the call. It's like, come on in, man. Help out. I'm like, where is everybody?
This is actually not even my general night either. Ian is in San Francisco at the
San Francisco.
They will be broadcasting live from there tomorrow. Mark and Ian are in San Fran. They'll be broadcasting from the D10E Wednesday night. And then, of course, Thursday, me and you and Chris will be in studio.
Oh, yeah.
So for the last couple of nights, we've teased the story about the journalist in Alabama who was charged with some felony charges for a call flood incident. And let me give you the information, sort of the backstory, before telling you that the jury, or rather the grand jury, did not indict. So the story comes from Photography Is Not a Crime, and this is dated about a month and a half ago, where they say one day after Photography Is Not a Crime posted a video showing an Alabama cop snatching a camera from a man recording a police station, sparking a call flood from hundreds of angry readers. That same police department retaliated by having the man arrested on felony charges. Wetumpka police claim that Keith Golden, a.k.a. the Bama Camera, disrupted their emergency phone lines by posting their non-emergency telephone number in his video when that was then reposted. The exact charge is interference with public safety communications, which carries a maximum 10-year prison sentence.
Wait a minute. Their non-emergency number.
Yes.
So at least he didn't put the...
He didn't say 911.
Right. Don't they
which
use, don't
would
they
be
use...
the emergency number. So he put, you know, like, area code 334, blah, 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 blah.
Right. So it's their non-emergency number. I mean, what do they got? I mean, that's the number people are to use to call in if it's a non-emergency. So, I mean, what argument do they have to fight here?
Well, they got too many telephone calls, Conan. It's the same thing, only slightly different because this is telephone calls and not emails. But there was a situation in Houston about a year and a half, might have been 2 years ago now, to where the Houston city attorney gave a cease and desist order to Uber because Uber had posted on their website the email addresses for the members of the Houston City Council because the Houston City Council was prohibiting Uber from operating in the city. And so they said, hey, if you live in Houston or if you're planning on visiting Houston, send an email to the Houston City Council. Let them know that you want Uber to be able to operate.
Which, by the way, is what they always tell us we're supposed to do. Like, if you have a problem with us, if you want some legislation worked on or changed, you need to give us a call and let your legislators...
We never hear from anybody.
I know, exactly.
So that's why we post all... That's why we pass all of this horrible stuff.
And then
stuff.
All of a sudden they get a flood and then they start freaking out.
Right. I don't know how many telephone calls they received in Wetumpka, Alabama, but I do know the situation in Houston. They allege that they received tens of thousands of emails. So, not going to read the entire story about
read the charge.
The arrest. Again, he was charged with interference with public safety communication.
And they're going to argue that's like yelling fire in a theater. That's what they're going to argue.
No, yelling fire in a theater is supposedly causing a riot. So completely different charge.
Well, it is different, but it's similar. Whereas this causes a situation where people, if they were in trouble, like there was a fire in a theater, they couldn't get through because all the phone lines are flooded with this nonsense.
Nope, they were calling the non-emergency number. They were not calling the emergency number.
Which is why I brought that one up when I first saw it. Exactly.
So now jumping to the more recent article where the grand jury refused to bring charges against the Bama camera Keith Golden for posting a video of his encounter with the Wetumpka Police Department, which led to his arrest after hundreds of viewers called the department to complain. The grand jury returned a no bill in a host of charges, including a felony for posting the video along with the public telephone number of the police department and other city officials. Golden, under legal advice from his lawyer, has been instructed not to speak with the media until the case is completely closed. He live-streamed the entire incident, where it was quickly picked up by Photography Is Not a Crime and other media outlets.
Wait, was this guy, he was Photography Is Not a Crime before this, right? Or he posted on that site?
Photography Is Not a Crime picked up the video, or picked up the live stream and posted it on their site.
Correct.
This guy was not working for, at least based on the information that I'm seeing, it does not appear that he was working for Photography Is Not a Crime.
Yeah, but aren't they a decentralized group, kind of like CopBlock, where everyone is just submitting work to that site? Or do they actually have some kind of a system?
There are people that are reporters for Photography Is Not a Crime.
Right.
This guy was not one of those. He was somebody that had posted a video. He was live streaming something. Somebody from Photography Is Not a Crime said, oh, here's an interesting live stream.
Gotcha.
And put it into a post. So I guess you could say that at that point, he was then, some sort of Photography Is Not a Crime intern. Photography Is Not a Crime intern, but he was never hired or contracted.
Or even paid. Ugh, I hate those job systems where the interns never get paid, Daryl. Oh,
he was never given an internship. Somebody saw a video that this guy had posted. I don't know what part of this you're not understanding, Conan.
I get it.
Wait,
why don't you think I understand this?
Based on the ludicrous question that you keep asking me.
I asked you one time.
And then you reworded it slightly three variants.
No, I get it.
But I digress. The video quickly went viral, where officers demanded his identification and wanted to know what he was doing. Things got out of control as the officer who initiated contact stated, I don't care about your First Amendment rights, and continued to demand identification. The officer then grabbed Golden's camera and turned it off. Luckily, he had set up Bamboozer and was live streaming the entire encounter. The officer then told Golden he was being detained. The officer on scene frisked Golden and released him. But that was not seen on the video, or rather what was not seen on the video is how officers then followed him to his car and pulled him over demanding identification once more, this time without cause as Golden had already identified himself. But this time they wanted his government-issued identification. I'll continue the story here, but want to remind you that you can call in with your thoughts on this or anything else, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Username is lrn.fm. The article here from Photography Is Not a Crime continues. The actions of Wetumpka police were clearly unconstitutional, which is what led to subscribers of his YouTube channel, as well as Photography Is Not a Crime readers, to call flood the department, which is protected under First Amendment rights, where you supposedly have the right to petition government for redress of grievances. Those calls led to the felony charge of interference with public safety communications, even though Golden never made a single telephone call to the police.
How do you like that?
Well, there's more, and I'm sure Golden likes it a lot better now that the grand jury returned the no bill, meaning they refused to bring charges. We'll continue this and your thoughts. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl
and Conan,
and we're telling you about the guy in Alabama, The Alabama Camera is the nickname he was given. His actual name is Keith Golden. He had an encounter with the police. Still not sure what happened that prompted him to pull out his camera to begin recording the police. But they came over, started demanding identification, and he knew his rights. And the one police officer said, "I don't care about your First Amendment rights," and continued demanding ID. Cops snatched a camera out of his hand. Luckily, he had Bamboozer set up on his cell phone and was live streaming the event. And, well, he happened to have had the telephone number, the non-emergency telephone number for the Wetumpka Police Department somewhere in the description on either the Bamboozer or YouTube somewhere. And a bunch of people decided to call the police department. And, well, the police tried to charge Mr. Golden with felony interference with, interference with public safety communications. The grand jury, luckily for Mr. Golden, wound up saying there's not probable cause to bring this charge, especially given that Mr. Golden never made a single telephone call.
Right. You know, I find it really refreshing that this guy, he just got out of the military, 23 years, and this is in his description. So he's only been doing this for a year, but he was just, you know, he's just holding these guys accountable. And I think that this is in Alabama. This isn't Keene, New Hampshire, where, you know, everyone's doing it. I think this is really a sign of the times. People are sick and fed up with their First Amendment rights and a bunch of others being drugged through the mud. And now that everyone has, you know, cameras on their phone, it's really easy to record these guys and hold them accountable, whether it be, you know, standing across the street when, you know, during a traffic stop or during a DUI checkpoint, or, you know, just any number of situations where you can record these guys. And you can see how pissed off they get, and which really shows that, are you guys doing anything wrong? If you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have anything to fear, right? That's what they always tell us.
That's what they tell us.
If we're not breaking the law, then we don't have anything to fear.
But they don't want, you know, their words turned against them. We'll get back into this article here in just a moment, but first, your calls. We've got Neil calling in from Arizona. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. I've talked to you again. I talked to you before. I think that this whole situation is outrageous. I would hope and pray that somewhere out there in the newsland there's somebody listening about this story that's a really good attorney that would get a hold of this man and represent him free of charge and end up being as popular as Johnny Cochran was, because this guy needs to sue the hell out of the officers, the department, and the city and or state and county that they work for.
And make an example out of them. You know, tell them,
yes,
that, look, we the people will bite back. You keep stepping on us and messing with us, we're going to bite back and we're going to make you suffer. The only problem with this is, of course, they can sue these people all day long, but who's going to really suffer? And that's going to be the taxpayers.
Yeah, the police officers that arrested him unjustly, they're not going to be personally held accountable.
They probably won't even be fired. They probably won't even be reprimanded. They'll be like, just don't do it again, guys. Just watch it. Just watch it with those guys with the cameras. You know, they're always going to get us. But no, if any money is lost and it goes to this man Golden, it's going to come from the taxpayers. And that is the worst part about it, because the actual defilers of this aren't actually suffering the consequences for their actions.
Well, yes, that is kind of sad, but what other choice do you have? They should take it out of the police department's budget, you know, lay those guys off, or, you know, until that fine is paid back, but they'll never get their job.
Right, and that's something that, you know, you need to contact legislators and try to get them to introduce such legislation. But I guarantee you, if they do, the police unions will come out in force to oppose that bill.
Or whenever Wetumpka is actually preparing their yearly budget, you have to be there at the silly budget meeting and say, oh, by the way, remember that when you guys got sued and you lost the city $60,000? Yeah, we don't want you to get that money next year because you owe the city and the taxpayers that $60,000 that you lost because of your idiocy.
But
that takes some guy going to the budget meeting, and that's a hard thing to do because these things are painful.
Yeah. I mean, I realize in the long run it comes out of the taxpayers, but you got no other choice but to stand up for your rights, and that's just the way it's going to turn out. But, I mean, it's better than just laying down and letting the cops walk all over you.
Yep, I agree.
No, and I don't think that either me or Conan were suggesting that he, lay down and let the cops walk all over him. We were just pointing out that if there is, some sort of monetary compensation going his way, it will not come out of the pockets of the police that violated his rights. Neil, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ricky. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Brother Darryl, Brother Conan, good evening.
Hey, how you doing, guy?
I'm doing okay, as well to be expected. Darryl.
Ricky.
Hey, Darryl. Referring to the caller that called in yesterday after me, and I am from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Now, the caller that called in, supposedly...
Refresh my memory because I barely remember...
He says he was from Huntington, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and what did he call in about?
Well, he called in right after I did, and he called in, said he was invited, and first of all, he calls in concerning he said he was a podcaster.
Oh, yeah, I vaguely remember this now, and both Ian and myself were confused because nobody had invited him to call in, unless it was the same sort of invitation that we give to everybody of you can call in with your thoughts to 855-450-FREE, or you can Skype into username lrn.fm.
Very important that he Skyped. Now, my name is Ricky, and I am from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Now, a few points I would like to make. Now, first off, the individual who said he called in many times, seems to me he doesn't know the difference between New Hampshire or Maine or where you guys happen to be broadcasting from, first off.
Yes, we're in Keene, New Hampshire, broadcasting to the world.
We're not Vermont, and we're not Maine, and we're not Massachusetts. Very, 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 very different.
Of course. Now, another point that was very important to start off is that he mentioned to Ian that maybe you could ask me a question as a black man. Now, to my experience, anyone...
Hold your thought, Ricky. Hold your thought, and we'll bring you back. This is Free Talk Live, and your calls are welcome, 855-450-FREE, and Skype in, username lrn.fm.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll get back to your calls here in just a moment. But have you heard about all of the insecurities with online exchanges? Does MT Gox ring a bell? Well, the safest way to protect your digital assets like cryptocurrencies is to keep them in your own digital wallet. Finally, there's a solution. Shapeshift.io allows you to buy, exchange, and even trade your digital assets while keeping them safe. I've used it. It's very easy. Shapeshift.io. There's no account needed. They don't even ask for an email address. Shapeshift.io has my unqualified endorsement, and it allows you to, you know, change like 30-something different cryptocurrencies in and amongst themselves. So if you've got Ether and you want Bitcoin, yep, Shapeshift.io. You've got Dogecoin and you want Ether or Litecoin or Bitcoin. Again, there's about 36 different cryptocurrencies that you can exchange very easily. Shapeshift.io. Let's go back to Ricky calling in from, and he'll say it if I don't, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Not that it really makes any difference. But Ricky, you're back on Free Talk Live, and you were trying to make a point. You were almost to the point of making your point about the caller Greg that called into the show last night. You were confused about his call.
Well, because he drew attention to his race as a black man. To my experience, first off, any man that draws attention to his race as a black man is already a racist. Now, second of all, as far as his rights that he says that he has as a member of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, if that is the case, he makes reference to the Second Amendment. Now, if he would be a member of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, he would have to refer to Section 7 under the First Amendment, the freedom of speech. Now, also, he made reference to the right to bear arms, the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. If he were a member of Pennsylvania, to reinforce that right, he would have to give reference to the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, 1928.
Hold on. So you keep saying if he were a member of Pennsylvania, how does one become a member of Pennsylvania, and is that different from being a resident of Pennsylvania?
You need to be a resident and pay taxes, property taxes.
And that makes one a member of Pennsylvania?
As long as you pay taxes into the Commonwealth, whether it be property or other taxes, and you are a resident, a legal resident, in other words, you live here, you then can exercise those rights.
Wait, is this your definition, your idea, or is this an actual
legal? No, this is pretty legal. Much Ricky's definitions of things.
This is gentlemen. Now, Ian asked him about open carrying. Ian realized what's going on with this man, and he pointed out. He says, well, you know, we're back in the dark ages here, you know, and, you know, we need to have a conceal and carry permit and all of that and stuff. Now, you yourself, Darryl, I know, looked that up under Section 21. And see, this individual is referring to the United States Constitution. And for it to have any validity in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, if you are a resident, you have to give reference to the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Well, I don't think you have to give reference to anything. I believe that people have rights because they have rights, and various documents either recognize or don't recognize those rights. Ricky, thanks for the call. A lot more coherent than normal. Let's go to Skype, where we've got none other than Mr. Ademo Freeman calling in from the Republican National Convention. Ademo, thank you for calling in. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I just want to make one thing a little clear because I don't want to be misconstrued with the Republicans. I'm not at the convention as like a convention attendee. I'm more in the streets.
You're in the vicinity of the convention.
That's right. I'm
as a reporter. Right,
yeah, I don't know how many people would get that confused that you were actually there supporting those knuckleheads.
That's right. And knuckleheads are right. Today, me and the crew of the Cop Block Network have gone out. There's about six or seven of us now.
Any handcuffs involved today?
Excuse me? No, there wasn't. But there was acts of aggression. And there were many fallacies that were smashed. Not only was I aggressed upon by an individual who tore up my sign that said, F your badge, and on the other side it said, you don't need a badge to provide protection to people, but you do need one to protect the government. And so one Republican convention attendee decided to rip that in half. And, you know, cameras surrounded us. We had a conversation, and not only did I not call the police, nor did they help me, even though there was about 20 of them standing within 10 feet of me, but the man conceded my point of people should have more options in their service to protection and reimbursed me for the sign that he damaged.
Interesting.
So win-win-win here on the streets of the RNC for highlighting that the police don't actually protect you. The police aren't needed to protect you, and that we can mitigate our disputes on our own. So the live stream of that video can be seen at copblock.org/RNC2006. Yet there's many people streaming down here, so it did lag, and I hope to produce a more polished video when I return to a stationary location.
So have you seen any more protest or counter-protest or counter-counter-protest?
All of this going on. Today was double what yesterday was. Alex Jones himself was ran out of Cleveland Public Square under assault by anti-protesters of his pro-Donald Trump message. He was, from what I've heard from other people who are closer, punched in the face, actually. And then I do have on video him being huddled around cops and being ran to a car and driven out of the immediate area. So that's unfortunate that the protest went to that level. You know, that also made the police come out in a much higher force. Several police on horses, bicycles, motorbikes, carrying MP5s, and even what I believe to be tear gas canisters.
Did you get any footage of the nude protesters?
I did not see any nude protesters today.
That was yesterday morning at about 6 a.m.
Oh, too early in the morning, and you were arrested in the back of a car, too.
Yeah, well, that was too early in the morning, and then, yeah, we didn't get down here yesterday until about 11 a.m., and that must have been over by then.
Early bird, Odamo. You got to wake up early to get some of these guys.
I didn't know about it. I would have been around. I was actually picking up Josh from Iowa City Cop Lock from the bus station at 7 a.m., so I was actually in the city just a few blocks away. I must have missed it.
Hmm. And did I just hear a horse walk behind you?
Yeah, I apologize that I am actually live and on the streets. And yes, about half a dozen, sheriffs and horses just collided by as if they were selling Budweiser beer or something.
Now, have they used the horses as weapons against any of the protesters or demonstrators yet?
So Cleveland has been known to do that, and I did video some of that last year during the Brelo protest here in Cleveland, but they have not yet. What I see the police doing here more is utilizing the bicycle. And so they use the bicycle as shields to create a perimeter around areas that they want. And so, like, if they want to keep me safe, they'll form a circle around me with their bikes, and then they'll say, move, and they'll use them as, like, sticks to push people back, you know, as if they had just a baton or something. And so that seems to be the MO of the police here. And so to further label what happened here today, there was a Black Lives Matter protest that was also in line with a West Bapsboro church protest. And so obviously those two groups ran off into marches and tried to run into each other, and the police were messing with that for a little bit of time earlier in this evening. But as of now, things are a little calm. It seems like most people might be charging batteries, grabbing dinner. But, you know, the freaks come out at night, and that's what we're looking at, about dusk around here. And we'll be on the streets the rest of the evening.
Not sure if you've got any more. Hang on if you do. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking to Cop Block co-founder Ademo Freeman, who is on the streets, literally. He is currently on the streets of Cleveland near the Republican National Convention.
With the horses clippity-clopping behind him.
Yep, and he's giving us some updates on things that he's seen, and I pulled up an article trying to find out how many arrests there have been or if there have been any arrests. And what I'm seeing is that police arrested a woman on an outstanding warrant, not saying what the warrant was for in the article. And Sunday evening, a man was arrested and charged with petty theft for allegedly trying to steal a police officer's gas mask.
Which is prohibited by patrons here, just so you know.
What's prohibited?
The gas mask. So cops can have them, which is probably, I'm saying the police are creating the incentive to steal those things since they prohibited them from the events.
Yes.
Along with coolers and other, you know, ridiculous items. Helmets, even. You know, bicycle helmets. Taking them.
They say that they've confiscated a few prohibited items, including a knife and a slingshot.
Yep.
Yeah, I was around there for the slingshot. I haven't seen too many arrests for any protesting or anything like that. And what's awkward is that, you know, I didn't see them grab the guy that punched Alex Jones. The police never even made a step towards me when a man destroyed my property. And we're talking about crimes with victims again. For those listening, and if the police are here to protect you, then those are the actions that should most certainly be acted upon by police. And what you listed off, you know, that warrant, who knows if that's even protest-related. You know, the knife thing, I don't know how far that goes or what that issue is.
That was somebody trying to enter the secure zone.
Yeah, but see, you can walk in. I was just in the secure zone a moment ago. It ain't as secure as they're making it sound. And even yesterday when I was detained, the justification for searching my bag against my consent was because I was in the secure zone. Again, I have no RNC credentials. I did not buy a ticket. I am not a delegate, and I should technically have no reason to be in the quote-unquote secure zone. But there's no one stopping you. You can literally walk into it in some parts.
Right. Yeah, and I know that I was in the Minneapolis area back in 2008. Not that I wanted anything to do with the Republican convention, but Ron Paul had a rally going on across town. I was at that event, and it was interesting watching the news to where, you know, seeing just these guys dressed up like stormtroopers, you know, like hitting their batons against their riot shields, pinning people in, and then just arresting everybody in a certain area. And then outside of the Target Center, where Ron Paul's event was going, the police literally had their riot shields and their riot mask piled up, and they were leaning against the columns of the building. So just a huge difference between the, you know, horrible event outside the RNC and then the peaceful event over at the Ron Paul rally.
So what you're saying is libertarianism in this particular event did not represent the usual anarchy that they say that it will be. Am I getting the correct vibe from you? No anarchy at the Ron Paul event?
There might have been some anarchists that were there, but there wasn't chaos, if that's what you're alluding to.
Well, I'm not alluding to it. I know the truth. I'm talking about the people who fear the oncoming libertarian wave, if it ever gets here.
And Ademo, we're getting a lot of background noise from you, so I'm going to thank you for the call.
You guys have me on. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Ademo, and be sure, you know, call back in tomorrow night. You can't call in tomorrow because tomorrow Ian and Mark are live from San Francisco.
How much longer is the convention?
I believe it ends on Thursday. So, Ademo, please give us a call back Thursday with the final update. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts to 855-450-FREE. We've got Tim calling in from Wyoming. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Daryl. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. And good to hear Conan there, too. And my fellow conspiratorial thinker, I suppose. Yeah, that might be the right term. But no, we were talking a while back about the United States Code and the Code of Federal Regulations. And I was looking at actually, that's not the subject I called about. I wanted to talk about cop block first because you have the co-founder on there. But I wonder if he ever met the guy from the city where I used to live, or I used to live north of it in California, the guy who was basically the police officer had his gun drawn and was threatening him essentially when he was saying, what are you, some kind of a constitutionalist, he asked him. And I wondered if he ever spoken with the guy, but of course he's not there now. Can't talk to him. But I wanted to talk about Tor also. You guys are familiar with what Tor is, right?
Yeah, Tor is the Onion Router. It's a program that you need to be able to access what they call the dark web.
Or surf anonymously if you want to.
It also allows you to do that, but you cannot get to the dark web without using, you know, Tor or something very similar. I think there might be, you know, one or two other things that you can use, but most of the TLD, the TLD, the top level domain on the Tor browser, it's .onion. So you have to have the Tor browser to visit a .onion website, and that's, you know, the deep web stuff mostly is .onion.
Unless you go to, the Onion newspaper or something. I'm kidding. Uh-huh. Anyway, no.
Yeah, completely different.
No, I know. It was sort of a joke. But anyway, no, I think that I'm not sure if something's going on, but I think Tor has been well, from my end, anyway, I've been trying to access some. I have Tor on my phone. I have it. I run it through my phone, and for some reason, I'm not able to use it. I'm not able to even get anywhere near getting close to using it. Everything is saying that it's. They're saying every time I try to get on there that it's too many. It's a proxy error and all kinds of different things and too many redirects. And I'm thinking, how is that happening? I'm clicking on the highlighted thing in an email or something like that. Or I'm trying to go to a website. Somebody sent me something and I'm trying to go to the lake.
I don't know. This is not Tech Assistance Live. It's Free Talk Live.
Clear the cake in the settings. And,
you mean the cache.
And see what happened. No, the cake with the frosting on it. And that
C-A-C-H-E is pronounced cache. Thank you for the call.
Other than that, uninstall it and install it back on there. I mean, it's these apps don't last forever. And a little update here or there, and before you know it, it's full of bugs. And sometimes a nice clean reboot is the way to do these things.
What you could also do is contact Hillary Clinton and have her wipe the server for you, and then she'll go get a cloth. Does you remember when she was asked the question about did you wipe the server? And she said, you mean with a cloth?
Oh, God.
Yeah. So let's jump back. There's a little bit more to the story that we started the show on about the journalist down in Wetumpka, Alabama, who was arrested and initially charged with a felony for interfering with public safety communications because he posted the non-emergency telephone number for the Wetumpka Police Department, as well as the telephone numbers for some city officials, posted that online. I believe in the description of a video that he was live streaming where he had an interaction with the police. And, well, the grand jury came back with no bill, meaning that not enough evidence to bring these charges, not enough evidence to give reasonable cause to bring the charges. And the ACLU has actually weighed in on the case here for Mr. Golden, a.k.a. the Bama Camera. ACLU expressed grave concern and an unprecedented act of charging someone who has never made any telephone calls to the police department. Again, this man was charged with interference with public safety communications, and he never even called the police department himself. He just posted the telephone number. The Wetumpka Herald newspaper also weighed in, saying the police department made the boneheaded move of digging themselves a deeper hole to climb out of by charging Golden. That is an exact quote from the Wetumpka Herald Police Department. The backlash was so strong that police were forced to delete their Facebook page as internet users began to complain about how the incident was handled.
Awesome.
And giving one-star ratings. Unfortunately, the FBI has not taken the same cue. If you go to the FBI's Facebook page, you can leave a rating. Currently, they're averaging 1.1. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2, coming up next.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.